It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A group of 60 Mexican college students who are part of a program for highly talented students from all socioeconomic strata in Mexico is visiting Pittsburgh. Most of them will go on to grad school and have an interest in pursuing educational and career opportunities here. They met with Mayor Peduto and are also visiting the Pitt and CMU campuses. And I'm joined now by the group's leader, Blanca Heredia, who is a board member for the U.S.-Mexico Commission for Educational and Cultural Exchange. She is also the author of a book called Reinventing Leviathan, The Politics and Administrative Reform in Developing Countries. Blanca Heredia, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
Why was it so important for these Mexican students to visit Pittsburgh? Explain their interest in coming here and what inspired this trip.
What inspired this trip is the theme of this year's program, the name of which is Talentum, which is talent in Latin, as you know. It's reimagining Mexico, the idea being that a critical part of addressing Mexico's challenges has to do with changing the narrative, changing the story we tell ourselves about Mexico's identity. And I came here at the end of last year for personal reasons, and I started to learn about Pittsburgh and thought, my God, I can't think of any other place that could be more inspiring for reimagining
because of how this place
reimagined itself, exactly, and reinvented itself, you know, great wealth and power for a period of time, based in industry, steel, all of that, then a very, very difficult period in terms of unemployment, crime, all of the things that you know much better than I do, and then rising like Phoenix out of the ashes, right, and really embracing and leading in many ways 21st century trends. And I really found that incredibly inspiring. And I thought, what better opportunity than to bring the students whom we're asking to make this leap in terms of how they usually look at things. Most of these students are studying to be engineers. The 60 of them, 30 women, 30 men, and 40 of them are studying engineering. And say, okay, so this might speak to them also on the engineering side, because this is still a very industrial city in a way. You mm-hmm. can see its industrial roots. For me, it's fascinating that one of the leading 21st century sectors that spearheading this sort of like back into the future idea is robotics, for instance, which is not just disembodied code, right? This is code within steel things, or, you know, actual things, mechanical devices. And it's how I find this absolutely fascinating, how Pittsburgh did not renege or just forgot its history. It drew from the strengths of its history and its identity and used it to build something new. And that, again, I found extremely inspiring. That's why we're here.
And how are these students changing Mexico? And if they become interested in staying here, how might they change Pittsburgh?
They're not changing Mexico yet. They're very young.
There are a lot of challenges.
Yeah,
certainly.
There's a lot of challenges. Mexico faces tremendous challenges, security issues, increasing the rate of economic growth. We've not been growing a lot over the past 30 years. We have huge environmental problems, huge justice problems. And there's many ways in which both engineers and people from all other, you know, bright youngsters can contribute to addressing these problems. And I hope that Talentum students and graduates from this program will, in fact, make Mexico a better place and a great place again. How can they contribute to Pittsburgh? Hopefully by coming here and doing graduate students. We're super happy, overjoyed, in fact, that Carnegie Mellon, particularly the Heinz College, was very generous and offered all of our graduates who are successfully apply to their master's programs 50% scholarship in terms of tuition per semester. So that's fabulous. And we hope many of them take that opportunity and come here and also contribute to diversity here in Pittsburgh and having people from other parts of the world, in particular Mexicans from all walks of life, from all regions of the country, from, as you mentioned, very different social strata. Talentum is also a place where they can meet in a country that's extremely unequal, has become more unequal over time, and where one of the great losses is that there's no more spaces for people from different social classes to meet.
What are the perceptions of these students from Mexico of America, the climate, the political climate in America today? I mean, you have one of the candidates from the major parties for president saying he's going to build this wall to keep Mexicans out. So this whole visit represents the opposite of that thinking, doesn't it? And but I'm guessing they hear these comments, and I'm wondering what they make of them.
Well, many of them are, as I say, come from, and they're studying engineering. They're not perhaps as interested in politics as people that come more from the social sciences or the humanities, even though they are well aware of the fact that Trump is most probably the candidate of one of the most important political parties here. I would say that we're in this for good. I mean, you and I mean, you Americans and us Mexicans. I mean, Trump's not going to stop that. We're here. This is something that is just going to happen, continue to happen. And we're not going to stop doing it. And, you know, most likely and hopefully he's gotten as far as he will get. But it's also important, you know, it's a wake-up call. We need to work more in terms of learning more about each other and stop being some kind of a cartoon for each other, because we really don't know any Mexicans or any Americans. And part of what I think this group of young Mexicans can bring to the table is to reshape, again, you know, some of the ideas that some Americans may have about what a Mexican is.
It's Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Blanca Heredia, who is a board member for the U.S.-Mexico Commission for Educational and Cultural Exchange. She's leading a group of 60 Mexican college students into Pittsburgh. They've been here for a couple days now. And I'd like to, in the last minute or so that we have left, so I don't know how much time this really gives you to sum it up, but I'd like to ask about your book, which I have not read, but the title intrigues me, Reinventing Leviathan, the Politics and Administrative Reform in Developing Countries. In a minute or so, if you can sum up, what is it that you're focusing on here?
Well, the idea, this was a book written a few years ago, and it was really in the midst of the market reform frenzy and how we needed to build markets and how we needed to destroy states and governments. And the main argument was about how we needed governments for markets to function. And it might not be super sexy, but you know, building government means doing a lot of administrative kind of industrial engineering work that is not, you know,
it's
super inspiring,
sexy,
but it's...
It's sexy in the proper context, isn't
right,
it?
Right, I guess. Yeah, but I mean, you just have to, you need governments in order to be able to have functioning states. That was essentially the idea.
And are you and are the students enjoying the time you're spending in Pittsburgh?
Oh, you should see their faces, their eyes. You know, they were with this boat on Monday in the rivers. Oh, they are incredibly happy. You know, about 50% of them had never been in an airplane, had never been outside of Mexico. This group of 60 students were chosen from an initial group of 13,000 from all over Mexico. These are really extremely bright kids who had the chance to come here and are super happy.
Well, we're awfully glad that they have and you have and that you visited with us. Blanca Heredia of the U.S.-Mexico Commission for Educational and Cultural Exchange.
Which is the Fulbright. That's easier.
Yes.
It's the Fulbright.
Well, that too. We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh, our interview with our climber of Mount Kilimanjaro, Derek Davies. Will be rescheduled for either tomorrow or Friday. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.